Beginnt gerade ein Dorf, man sagt, das sollte Dorf kommen sein, beginnt mit Alp, beginnt zuerst mal, beginnt die Gnova. Duma, which Schmuel had said, the person should marry Duma, and should not marry Bas Duma. Which, what's Duma? Perish Rabbeinu Chananel. Shemaliz and the Lebanon, the Odom Shemaz and the people are rumoring, are talking about her that she was Mezana. Could be seen like the Gemara's girls in Yavam's Dav Chafeim and Alpha Mavai, says, I'm like, hey, my mother told me, Dumi Damasa, the woman that's rumored from town, Yamapaga. That's considered already if it's a day and a half and the rumors have been going on. But who, and that is how she used to be eaten, but Moses Balabanda, that the women who do their work by the light of the moon, Pirish Moizagas, what is that? What's that they're doing Moizagas Balabanda? It's Nashim Shatavas Pishn Majda, the women who are spinning the linen thread. Kach Mafarish Begemoras Erzisol. That's how I explain in the Gemara from Eretz Yisrael. Now, Masha Hebrew Rabbeinu Chananel. So now, Tosafot explains this Rabbeinu Chananel. This that he brings as a source, the Gemara in Yevamos of Dumi Demasa Yemei Palga, that it's for a day and a half. Loi Hevi, he didn't bring this Ela Raya only for the proof. The Loshen Duma, they're just that the terminology of Duma is Lazus Vasaimhu that people are rumoring. Because Mio, however, Hacha over here, Loi Mayer B'Duma Kai Gav. That's not talking about such a case of Duma, because Dim Kam, that would be the case. I feel like Connors Yates, he didn't even remarry her, should divorce her. The Hoppa Skin House and Peg Bez Yavamas of Chafayim, and Abdig Mar rules over the Kerebi, that Bekolet Le Pasig, that where it's a rumor that's not stopping, which Hei Kedu Domi Masa Yem and Palga, that's if the rumors were going on for a day and a half, they come and think about it, says, Hel Mechua Adavit, since it's disgusting that such a woman is being spoken about, Tate, you have to divorce her. And Vil Rabbi Yechon and Maidi Hachat, even Rabbi Yechon would agree over here that if a Kondas, that if you got married, the lawyer, you don't divorce. So, must be, that obviously, it's just as the terminology, but not the actual case, as the Gemara says over there of Dumi. Next test not to begin the Gemara, Rei B'ilis Acha Abal. That we presume that I'm saying the reason why we say Yisa Adam Bas Duma not Duma, because a woman that's Mezana, her children are kosher, because we presume that most of the cohabitation she had was with the husband, and therefore we presume that it is from an appropriate relation. Chase explained, "Loi adi elu b'kol the pasuk." We're only talking about where the rumors had stopped, because the skin and kara, because we actually rule like Rav and Yevamos Dav Chafeim and Avdolei Tetzei, that in such a case that you don't divorce, because the Rebbe l'sachabal, most of the cohabitations are based on the husband. Rav Gav the Rav Dam b'sei Perik Alman b'Yevamos Dav Samach Tes and Beis. Although the Rav says over there that Habal Rusasa b'Beis Chama, but if someone has relations with his engaged kala by his father-in-law's house, Havlad Mamzer Charles Mamzer Mukib B'Gemara. The Gemara explains over there that. But the daima minei, that the rumors are from him, umi alma, and from others, and b'leishadina labasa d'day, and we don't say that it was from him. So, what I mean, why not? If you go after the husband, so that's what this explains, that that's dafka orus, that's specifically someone that she's engaged with, emotze, so that is not commonly by her. Ababal shakansa, but of course the husband, they got married, maidi, yeah, they would agree, like our Gemara is saying over here. Now, Lishmul, according to Shmuel, Loishana, we didn't learn the Loim about Shtuki, that the child's always going to be considered as a Shtuki, which we silence, we don't know who's your father. Ukagoin, for example, the lesser Duma Gufa Kaman Lashaili, meaning where the Duma herself is not here that we could ask her. Abel Isa Kaman, but if she's here, and she said, Lakashan Abalti, that I had be with someone that's appropriate to me, that meant she's believed. Because I mean, Perikah, sorry, Yosin, the Gmans, and the Kudus of Ain Hamilavka by Rusa Shibra, by an engaged woman that got pregnant. I've got them in love, Perga Mala, going to the Lord, the that some of them basically explain to Gain Alma that we imagine from elsewhere. My Shtuki Dama Shmuel, what is the Shtuki that Shmuel says? It means Beduki, meaning Shabbat Kasima. We checked the mother, meaning she said the Kashan about the Kasha, I had be with a Kashan person. The member of Shmuel says, Loch Gim Leo, Dama Hinaman says that she's believed. I feel a bit of even most of the people that are apostle for her. That's the same thing over here where we say Al Yisav Bas Duma should not marry the daughter of the Duma. Going the lesser Duma come on. It means that the Duma herself is not here to ask her. So that's what the case is talking about. Where she's not here, but if she was here, then yeah, we would go ahead and ask her. That's what Shmuel says, that the Shad can be a Shtuki, meaning a Baduki. That meaning we ask the mother, but if she's not here, so then we have to be a suspect. Now, but what we have to wonder is, according to the second version, that the kulam le pligi, no one disagrees. The basa di da shadina, if he had be with her, then no one disagrees that the Basta Didesha, then we do go after the Chasen. Not Vahacha, but over here, the Balakavuetz, Lakal Shah, but the husband's with her at all times, Lashad Leshmo Basre, the Baal, so he doesn't say it goes based on the husband, so Basar is Lakalshkin, isn't all the more so for sure we're not going to make it based on the Chasen? But Philip, so maybe we're going to say the Shannon, there it's different, because they didn't be the Baal, or we know that the Chasen had be with her. Vahacha, but over here, Baal, he didn't be, but there's the Baal, we don't know for sure that he had be with her. That even by the girl that's engaged that became pregnant, and that he says mistaber dole diamond mine, it's logical that we don't presume it's from him. But how come Rav havlad mamzer? Here the Rav says the child's a mamzer. Shmuel havlad shtuki. Avol diamond mine basa de desha din lay. And before the Rav v'koshki and Shmuel. But the problem is v'hocha. But here we have the isla baal kabul. We have a permanent. Established husband, Babalei Lomemu, we should have said Rebbe Lezachabal, should go based on the husband, Leshod Lebididei, and we don't go based on him, so Kosh can host him over there. So Tais answer that question that seems to be difficult. Why over there are we saying it would be him, but here we're not presuming necessarily for sure over there. Next Tais Master begins the Gemara, Ali B'deman Do'ama, according to one that says, Inish Mesaber, as a woman does not become pregnant, Il Samach Levesta, only close to her vest, V'chulu, where the Gemara has this discussion regarding when does a woman, when do we presume that the woman's misaberas? The Gemara had this question that if she was very parutz, you know, what's the halacha? So according to what, that's a woman only pregnant, so what that's the remember question, because he has no clue when that's going to be, not going to protect her. Question was, according to Mandama, one pregnant, so what would the halacha be, since he knows he protects her, maybe not? That was the Gemara's question. Just to tell you, what you could say is, we're talking like a grinchalade cover vest, she does not have a set period. So again, then he doesn't know when her period is going to come. But if she has a set period, then he knows when it's going to come. But says Tais, what didn't have a muscle name? The Gemara could have said, we could go into like cover vest. The Gemara said, then the Gemara could have said, yeah, oh, for example, if she doesn't have a set period, like the Bailach, then you don't have a question. The key to Bailach, whole question would be, the cover vest, where she has a set period. It, like, similar to what the Gemara does in regarding to these two different opinions. And you could have said in this opinion too. But it'll miss the Psyche Nocket. I just wanted to pick something clear that's not dependent on this specific woman. That it's in general regarding women. When do they conceive? Now, Tamil Rebbe says Tais's his teacher had a question. Because there was a certain embryo, the Asa Lekamid Mar Shmuel. It came in front of the Master Shmuel. Amay says, "Hi, Bar Mem Aleph Yoimahu." He was able to tell that this was from 41-day pregnancy. And they calculated from the day that she went to the mikvah until that day. It only was 40 days. So I'm a ball. He says, obviously, the day before mikvah, they had bia. And the kafte v'aydi, they forced her and she admitted that, yeah, it was they had bia when it was forbidden as a nida. So it's a tiksha. Now, the question is, according to one the whole that when is the pregnancy is near the vest, but here you see it was near the time of mikvah. I thought you said stomach levesta. So it says, whenever it seemed, the man dama stomach levesta, this way you say that the woman conceives close to her period, roibi born kama, just says, that just means that's the majority of cases of pregnancy. You might, but of course they agreed, the zimna, that at times mikvah could happen, the me'abra nama stomach levesta, that she could conceive close to when she goes to mikvah. Or any one of the days between mikvah and the vest. And the man dama stomach levesta, according to one that says that conceive close to the mikvah, obviously, it could also be another day too. Just talking about regarding what's the majority of cases. Next day, Master begins Gemara. Ish. What's this redundant terminology of ish? Kisis to ish to imol by mol. It's Larabas ish is cheresh. It's coming to include the wife of a deaf mute and a few different other situations where we're going to have this halacha of saita. Says Tais Nir, it seems the Ikar Kra, the primary pasuk la Yitzrach, is not necessary. It's just to say that she went to the husband and to that man through this warning. I'm showing the place of Miksubasa, but to make her invalid for Ksuba, like Tzach Kra, that we don't need to have a pasuk for that, because that's Philip Shimim Leidam, Perk Basin, Ksuba, and Dapko, Fiyod, Omen Beis. Ksuba is Isha, the Raisa, that Ksuba is, but meaning, because we're saying Ksuba is Rabban. And the Tais is saying, even those who say that Ksuba is biblical, La Mamash, the Raisa, not literally biblical, Elisle Semech, the Raisa, rather, it has a source, an allusion from the Torah, because I mean, Hasan Perakam, like the Gemara says over there on the Yudam and Alf. Can some chacham like Ksuba Sishim Natar? This is where they find the support for the Ksuba Sishim Natar. So, Elatan did not Ksuba, this day is picking Ksuba. What do you mean? To say that What, that you lose a ksuba? There is no biblical halacha of ksuba to say that the pasuk toma. Milsaga Bruch HaKamashman is parenthetically telling us this idea, the Iveras Adas, that someone who violates the faith, Tzricha Asra Lahafsi Ksuba, so that she would require a warning to lose her ksuba, and that's what's related to this halacha of kinoi, of the warning. Next test, Masna, beginning with the Gemara, Rav Asher says, Keshem Shechigach Zvigidem, saying the Shaysa, just like a lame woman and a woman that's amputee does not drink, like it says that you're gonna have to stand up the woman. So too regarding the man. Now, it's a wonder to the read because why is it over here different that we're excluding from the word that she has to stand, a woman who's lame who cannot stand? Now, regarding the laws of erchin, however, it says over there the words behemet beherach. They'll stand them up and evaluate it. Do we only exclude someone in the throes of death? And so too when it says the word standing up by kachim bali mumin regarding blemished animals, when you're coming to redeem them, if you slaughter it and it's still in thrashing about, the it could stand and it's halacha. You could do chalitza to someone whose foot is cut off from beneath the knee. So why here are we saying just like a gidemis is already excluded, a chiger is already excluded if she's lame? Now, says Tazmir, however, mechalitza le tikshi. And Allah chalitza, you can't really ask from the Hosam of Arish time, because there the Gemara explains the reason, says from above his foot. But says Tazmir, that comes to teach that he says his words only standing, but not that he has to be able to stand. But regarding the other question of from the fact that the Torah includes that erichin applies even for a month old baby, obviously the Torah is not particular about actual standing. Obviously, over there, regarding a blemished animal, it's standing for its redemption, and the lechilik ba'kasa bin balas moment, and it's not differentiating what type of blemish it has, and therefore that includes a fila nishbur, even if it has a break, or legs were cut off, because it's not better than the person that determines not particular about the standing, and again, that's why those halachas are different than over here. Next test is that the beginning of the Gemara, the Sivak says, the Vazig, the Hemet, the Kain, the Isham, the Aslan Kapel, the Kain will stand up the woman and put it on her palms. Obviously, that excludes if she's the amputee and has no hand. So it says, Ikashi, if you're going to say what's difficult is, the Hachamash Mahir, it sounds like the Ravashi by Kra, that he needs a Pasikit of Sivak, as we bring here in the Dibra Maskal. Now, the Pekin Nigma did, the Gemara, and Hedna Mahim and Bez Amin, where the Gemara tells Zamali Markashisha, but Edra of Chiz Ravashi. He says, Mila bin Kra, Kedaksiv, don't you think we need a Pasikit as written? But none, or Yechmem Gid, Mechigi, Bechulib, one of them was lame or amputee. My time, Allah, Mashem, the Bini, Korg, Tazib, isn't because you need the Pasuk literally. In other words, what they're saying is, it sounds like here from this Gemara, Ravashi is translating the Pasuk literally. You're excluding an amputee or lame person because it says, putting on her hand, she's standing. So you see, it has to be, it's literal. Problem is, the Gemara says over there in Sanhedrin that, don't you see, you need it to be literal? And that the Gemara says, "Lo, mishum de kula kroy yisehu." Sounds like it's because it's extra words, and therefore we're going to darshan literally. The mashmash sounds like you love the habi you say that, but wasn't extra. The loy bein kroy yisehu. You don't need to have literal. So bishlam the Rav Sheshu the might some mein. We understand Rav Sheshu excludes a blind person. The words mein neikul. Maybe you could say kroy yisehu. That's extra positive. A Muslim because you could have said v'nele meisha that she hid from her husband, so you didn't have to say mein ne. Pchein hemed. You could also say the word Behemed, Rav Ashi says, you could say that's extra. Because the Oksiv already says Behemed as you continue to Amabez, Lefne Hashem, that she has to stand in front of Hashem. Okay, you could say that was also extra, and therefore that tells us that it has to be literal. The mute woman doesn't drink, Bishim Dixiv, Amr says that she has to say, and the one that says, you don't have to have literal. He would actually agree himself also to that the mute woman doesn't drink. She cannot accept the oath because she can't say Amen. Now, even regarding chalitza, the kari yolei ma'akva, that even this statement is not in ma'akiv. If he or she is mute, their chalitza is invalid. Because you have to have kolor roi labil. You have to have at least that you're fit to do bil. But what our question is, but we're going to put it on our palm. Even though it's not extra, because nothing extra about this telling us what to actually do, you still see by krok it has to be literal. The one that requires literal is the nazar murat. If let's say you have a nazar who is bald, or in like a bama has no palms, in like the gun is no remedy. Put onto the palms of nazar. And so too, the someone who does not have a thumb with by the mitzayra. So they're also mishum dechse ben with the abayin yade. So is Rav Ashi concerned about literal or not? Only when it's extra. So the answer is the Rav Ashi mahadil makashish l'fum svarasa. It's going according to his logic. The boy the man listening, he wants to infer from the Mishnah, the being correct that something that you have to have a pasuk literal. When Rav Ashi says machal leka lemedik midi, he cannot be medayik anything because the awesome crowd you say this extra pesukim. But so says me, Rav Ashi is freely being correct. Yes, you do need to have as written. He just was saying from there, it's no raya.